Welcome to Crypto Kid Podcast. We got the CEO and founder, Max, of the company Inc. And he's just doing some really interesting things with YouTube and pop culture and music artists. And I believe he just sold one of the founders, founder of Twitter's first tweet for like over $1 million.
So yeah, so this was in 2021, the last company that I co-founded became well known for creating this idea of turning tweets into NFTs, and it sold Jack Dorsey's tweet for $3 million in 2021. It was kind of a big moment in the NFT world. But now I'm fully focused on Inc., which is a whole different idea.
Okay, so what are you doing with Inc.? Like, what's something that excites you about that project?
Yeah, so the core idea with Inc. is that, you know, in the physical world, if an object gets signed, it's immediately rare, it's immediately one-of-one, in a way that everybody understands, the mainstream world understands, most crucial. And we basically are applying that idea of signing things to make them rare to digital content. So, you know, something like an Instagram post, like why could that never be autographed, or a YouTube video, or a TikTok, or a Spotify song? We let artists, creators, influencers, anyone with a big following, sign with their finger on their device via an app, but this piece of content, each time they sign it, it becomes an NFT. They can sell to their fan base, or they can turn off that feature if for whatever reason they don't want it to be an NFT. But think of it though as the most intuitively understandable NFT, and I think in general we're very interested in things that will affect people wider than just the existing crypto community. There's like a lot, 99% of people are not in this community, and then it's a bigger opportunity to do things that is that are really understood by the wider world.
Do people get to meet the celebrity that's signing their autograph?
Yes. So we're just now launching Inc. Live, which is kind of like our sort of full V1 mainstream product, which is basically, you can book what we call a micro interaction, or it's 60 seconds of time with a celebrity, where you can meet them there's a timer on the screen. It's like a whole custom experience. As you're meeting them, you can ask them a question, you know, ask them whatever they want, and then at some point during that 1 minute, you as the creator can sign whatever content that the fan wanted, and then that entire interaction between the celebrity and the fan is packaged up into a sort of vertical video that can be easily shared on social networks like TikTok. And, basically a super fan can go and show all their friends that they met this person.
Amazing. So how many celebrities are using Inc.?
A bunch. I mean, right now, it's literally like next week or so, we're launching Inc. Live, which is going to be launching with around 20 celebrities from a range of industries, actors, actresses, music, people in the fashion world, basically anyone with millions of followers is sort of who we see as our target audience right now in terms of creators. In terms of the total fans that are following these people, it's like 20 million something. So it's going to be a lot of people aware of this. And then, it's going to be that's sort of our first rollout. We're going to have a lot of people that we're going to bring in right after the first rollout, starting with 20.
Okay, amazing. Can you name any celebrities that are involved?
So a lot of, in general, we are focused on, we launched last year with this pop artist named Lexi Jade, keeping up with the pop music world, you might know who she is, but we, in general, we chose not to start with big international names, Justin Bieber, like the Suchu. We've talked to a lot of names like that, but what we found is that there's actually a much bigger opportunity for people that are rapidly rising. So sort of the next wave names. So they all have, you know, very intense followings and very large followings, and very high engagement rates on all of their social media, because social media is very important to us, because that's how fans find out about this, and then the celebrity announces to their fan base via Instagram, via TikTok, via Twitter, that they're doing this. And so we basically just target anybody with a rapidly rising social fan base and really high engagement levels.
Okay. Is there any other news coming out with Inc. besides Live, or is that pretty much it?
Live's the big one. We're going to be raising more money pretty soon, so we're just preparing for that. We do have some other new products coming later this year, but I think this Live product is really what we're really excited about. We're really excited about it, you know, for the whole crypto space. Again, I think that we really want to be, you know, there's a lot of incredible deep crypto projects doing all sorts of interesting infrastructural stuff. We see ourselves, though, as literally like the most mainstream a crypto product could be. And so we really just want to push the boundaries on that end. Be something that, you know, your parent understands or your grandparent understands. So yeah, we just want to push harder into that, work with more and more people that are, you know, that have fans and have existences that aren't just crypto focused.
So who's a part of the Inc. team that are leading the charge that you rely on to do some of the front work?
Yeah, so we've got a great team. It's like a 6-person team right now. We've got people that are, it's sort of a mix, I would say, in general, culturally, but also in terms of the people on the team, folks that are, you know, have done great things in the technology world, and also folks that have done great things in, like, the sort of entertainment world. It's a lot of the folks we work with in terms of like, clients and creators are, you know, they work at labels, management companies, and agencies, and navigating that whole world is kind of its own beast. So we have people on the team that have done that at a very high level. And then we have an amazing designer, we have an awesome kind of development, we have great people on sales, great people on marketing. So yeah, it's a pretty lean team right now, but I'm in general kind of a fan of leaner teams. I think there's an awful lot you can deal with a handful of people if you just know how to, if you get the right people. And focus a lot on the culture of being just really healthy and creative.
What are your feelings about the bear market? Is this like kind of weeding out the non-believers of this Web3?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm a little bit more critical of this space than most are. And I've been in this space a long time. I've been in this space since like 2016, 2017. And I've seen a bunch of these now, these ups and downs. In general, though, I think that secretly, I'm not so upset about the bear market because I think there's part of crypto that's very beautiful, you know, that's very inspiring. It's got an amazing, you know, worldview and everything, and I love that. But there's another part of crypto that's, I don't know, it's got this sort of scammy energy. It's got this sort of, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like a great vibe. And I feel like the bear markets, yeah, as you said, they sort of weed out a lot of the scammy energy, which I think is good. But I also think that hopefully, you know, I feel like we're one of the few projects, I just want to hit hammer this point home, just that I think that there's this belief that with a lot of crypto products that you're basically competing with other crypto products. And I think that's kind of an illusion, because really, to other people in the world, you know, your app is competing with TikTok. It is competing with anything else people are doing on the device. And so they're not just being like, okay, it's time to use crypto stuff, which are crypto things that I'm going to use. And they're just like, they want to have dopamine. They want to have serotonin. They want to, you know, they want something. They want their phone to affect them in some way. And I think that there should be more companies trying to really be big mainstream apps that use crypto as part of that app experience, rather than just being like a crypto app and sort of limiting the overall scale of impact because of that.
Right. So where do you see your company in 5 years?
I see this as a really big company. One of our ultimate goals is to like enter language. That's usually a signal with consumer products that you've won the game, like, yo, let me over there, or like, you know, Kleenex, or let's just Airbnb, or like, and I think for us, it's like oh, well, I want you to see content on the internet, and if you like, you can basically be like, oh, I want to get that in. And what that really means is you're going to get like, the person who created it for a minute, you're also going to get that sign up for you, and you're going to add that to your collection of all the signed content that you think is your favorite content on the internet. And yeah, we want to slowly make that a meme. We slowly, in general, want to make handwriting an experience in the digital world. It's not really something that is haven't been focused on, but it's something that's very authentic and very emotional. Like, you know, if you imagine getting a handwritten letter from somebody, it just has much more of a feeling of the, than just like a text message or something. Anything, but there's room for that sort of product to exist in the world if it was created in the right way.
Where can people find you? Reach out.
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter, Max Brody. I think it's Max. It's just Max Brody. Yeah. And then on Instagram, Max_Brody. And then go to our website, ink.id. Email us, hello@ink.id. Email me, max@ink.id. You can join our list of people that are finding out about the launches and everything. And in general, if anyone out there is wants to work in this industry, but is also wants to be just like in the thick of a lot of like pop culture energy and work with all of that space, where we're always looking for new team members, new supporters, new advisors, new investors, all sorts of stuff. So if that's interesting to anybody, we'd love to check.
Make sure you follow Max. Is there anything you feel like you need to go over that you want to share before we close?
No, I think you're doing a great thing here, and I'm sure your listeners or viewers love you, but yeah, I just wanted to say again, I think it's really an awesome opportunity, and thank you for having me.
No problem. I wish you the best with your endeavors, and I hope to see you in the future. Thank you. Sorry, man.